This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Tokyo has reported its highest daily number of new coronavirus infections just days after the Olympics began. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Japanese capital counts 2,848 new COVID-19 cases, exceeding the earlier record of 2,520 cases from January 7. It brings Tokyo's total to more than 200,000 since the pandemic began last year. Tokyo is under its fourth state of emergency that will last through the Olympics and into the Paralympics next month. Experts have warned the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Games, which started last Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has asked Pfizer and Moderna to increase the number of school-aged children in their ongoing clinical trials to determine if their COVID-19 vaccines are safe for children under 12 years of age. The two drug makers are currently testing their respective vaccines on children between 5 and 11 years old to assess their chances of developing rare heart inflammation conditions that have been detected in young people under 30 who received the vaccine. Meanwhile, the United States served notice on Monday that it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now due to concerns about the surging infection rate because of the Delta variant. China on Tuesday hailed Foreign Minister Wang Yi's meeting with visiting U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman as a frank, in-depth, and constructive one while warning the U.S. not to cross its bottom lines. During the two-day talks, China issued a long list of demands and complaints accusing the U.S. of trying to contain and suppress China's development while America brought up its concerns about human rights and other issues.